Welcome to Good Money Moves, the show where we share financial tips and tools to help you feel financially empowered. My name is Jenna Tobel, AVP of Marketing here at First Alliance Credit Union. And with me today is Leanne Traum. Welcome back to the show. And Leanne is our Loan Administration Manager here at the Credit Union. Before we dig into our topic today, which I think is a really important topic now, especially with how much prices are continuing to increase and maybe incomes aren't matching that, there's a lot more people leaning on buy now, pay later services, which is what we're digging into today. Before we dig into that, why don't you just share a little bit about yourself, your role here at the Credit Union?
All right. Well, again, Leanne Traum with the Manager of Loan Administration, which means I'm over our Member Solutions Department and our Consumer Loan Processing Department. I've had the pleasure of being with the Credit Union for, almost 20 years now, and learned a lot here, met a lot of great members, a lot of great staff, a lot of people. Every day is a learning experience, and that's what keeps me going, and that's what I love.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming back on the show with me. And let's just dive right in. What is buy now, pay later? What does that mean?
Well, really, essentially, buy now, pay later means that you can purchase something at, for example, Home Depot, Sam's. You know, traditionally, it was kind of considered maybe home goods or kind of electronic purchases, but it's definitely expanded to all types of purchases. So typically, it's set up to make 4 installments. Usually, those installments are within 30 days, so like a weekly installment. So that's kind of how they've been traditionally set up. You know, as more vendors have gotten into the arena, there is maybe a little more options these days, but that's kind of originally how those programs were set up.
Yeah, so it's kind of, it's a program that is something you can opt into to make something that would be a larger payment into 4 smaller payments, essentially, and you just pay that back over a series of weeks instead of a, you know, something on a, like a credit card, you would pay, it's kind of the same thing, but it's spread out over a longer term, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I would say essentially, I mean, again, typically it was set up to be over a 30-day period, but again, some of those vendors have changed over time and provided some more options. So, you know, it's a quick cash flow if you don't have it today. A lot of times it's interest-free. However, with that being said, if your payments are late, that's where you really have to watch things and pay attention to what you're doing, because there's going to be late fees. There could be retroactive interest. There could be other fees added on as well if you're not making those timely payments, or if you have returns, you know, you didn't have the sufficient funds. You know, so things can really build up, and that 0% or what you thought wasn't going to cost you will turn into
a much bigger bill.
A much bigger bill. Yeah.
Interesting.
And I really think that watching that cash flow, or if you're going to choose that in different purchases, I think you can get caught up with you too. And you're like, well, what payment's coming out this week? What's payments coming out next week? And I think you really can get over your head.
Pretty quickly. So what are some of like the major players in the buy now, pay later like arena? Are they, just so we recognize some names that we're talking about here.
Well, Affirm is a popular one. Okay. Afterpay, Klarna, even sometimes PayPal, even sometimes Amazon. So there is other vendors in that arena, I think. Sezzle. So again, there just seems to be more. I mean, I'm sure if you Google them, there's probably at least 10 or more.
And so if you're at, you know, if you're buying something online and you go to checkout, it's, and it's got that little Affirm, or it says, maybe even says Afterpay right there. Like that, if you click into that, that's you going into this buy now, pay later service, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah. They're a vendor for, like I said, Amazon, Home Depot, Temu, pretty much so many places. I mean, I think mm-hmm. we could list so many retailers that now have that relationship with that vendor. And then, as to your point, click in and say, hey, you know, we can mm-hmm. assist with this. You can buy it now.
Yeah, which is what makes it so appealing, right, is because it's right there at that checkout. You're kind of already like, well, I really want this item. Oh, I can make it even more affordable for myself by splitting up these payments. And exactly. I think that's where, to your point, people start maybe getting into some of these debt traps with this mm-hmm. because pretty soon you've financed your burrito, you've financed your tennis shoes, you financed your new electronic that you bought, you know, and all of a sudden you're having multiple little tiny payments, and sometimes not very tiny, depending on the size of the purchase, exactly. right? And then you can get really overwhelmed quickly, especially if we're talking about weekly payments, which I guess I didn't even realize that that's how some of those plans yeah. were structured. Can you talk a little bit more about kind of like that cycle and how that can really start to pile up and how difficult that can be to manage for people?
Yeah, well, I do think it goes back to your cash flow, your budget. And if you did get caught up in it, again, it's keeping track. Maybe some people, I mean, it sounds far-fetched, but they might need a spreadsheet just for each buy now, pay later, plan that they mm-hmm. came up with. And it can be overwhelming. And, you know, by the time you get your deposit or your paycheck, it could be gone.
Yeah.
Again, if it's used wisely or maybe used one time with the 0%, great. Who doesn't want to save interest or paying interest.
Right.
I think we all do want to do that if we don't have the funds right away. But again, I really think that it can get away from you. Mm-hmm. And that's the part to really caution people, because I think you said it in the beginning, things are more expensive, you know, even groceries, you know, that wasn't something mm-hmm. you'd think that you'd want to set up in installments. I mean, it's definitely not wise to do that. I can understand why some people feel that that's a choice, or maybe that's a choice that one particular month or mm-hmm. that moment. But again, I really think like anything, that can just really get away from you.
And yeah, it's a snowball effect, really. Exactly. Like, you know, you do it once and it maybe goes smooth. You're like, oh, this isn't so bad. I'll do it again. And then I'll do it again. And then pretty soon you've got all of these like layered payments that are coming in at different intervals, but very frequently. And I think that's maybe the part that gets people caught up, like with a credit card, you can kind of keep track of, okay, well, I put all of this in one credit card. I know I'm going to have this one payment at the end of the month. Okay. But when you've now split up and if you were to look at a credit card statement and go through line by line and have to make individual payments on all of those things, that would be so overwhelming so quickly.
Totally agree with you. I mean, the advantage of the credit card, I just said, usually it's a 1-3% minimum payment. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're going to always encourage somebody to make more than the minimum
Correct.
Payment.
Yeah.
But you know your minimum payment, you know your due date, you know your statement's coming. Again, it's all consolidated on one mm-hmm. thing. It can help you build credit, especially when, obviously, you make on-time payments and watch your capacity. But that's where you can build your credit, mm-hmm. Which is a positive for a lot of people as well. With buy now, pay later, you know, they do a soft inquiry. Some okay. of the vendors do a soft inquiry, so it's not a hard, so it's not, you know, going to bring down your points on your bureau. However, I think we were discussing earlier that there is some articles, and CNN, for example, just put on an article a couple days ago that they are considering a FICO score, and that maybe mm-hmm. this fall there might be some reporting with some of these programs because they are so popular. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to kind of think it was maybe millennials because they didn't have that credit platform or had built that credit. But I think we're seeing that all ages are using that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and why, you know, it's built right into the checkout process. So it makes it so easy to just not even think about it and think about the impact that that's going to have on your budget moving forward. Okay. And I think, you know, you make a good point too about the credit building aspect when you're considering, well, if you truly need to finance a purchase that you're making, and there are very good moments in time when financing a purchase makes a lot of sense and is the smart move to make. But if you're doing that and it's not reflecting positively back on your credit report, at the end of the day, it's really just going to hurt you in the long run, it yeah. sounds like. And, you know, to your point about that it is being considered to be added into credit bureaus, is that do you think that's going to be a positive thing? Because when I think about credit scores and how that builds, don't you need to have like a longer time frame for that credit to actually impact your score in a positive way?
Well, true. I mean, most scores are looking at the last 2 years mm-hmm. of your payment history, or it's also looking, to your point, the history, how long you've had a card, how long you've, or that card or credit, how mm-hmm. long you've been able to manage that. So really having that long history is very important, and it is going to build that score up mm-hmm. as well. Okay. So correct.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things with the credit cards, you know, those are regulated. On your statement, if you pay attention, there's a box that says, this is what I'm going to pay in finance charge if I only make my minimum. This mm-hmm. is what I would save if I pay this other amount. I mean, credit cards are regulated. I mean, you can charge late fees, but you can't charge a late fee for the same month. You can't mm-hmm. really layer them in multi-late fees.
Sure.
I do believe that some of the buy now, pay later, those fees can be kind of pyramided, if you will,
sure.
and those can, again, get away from you. And I also understand there's not a lot of regulation with those. And the other piece is, think about if you have to make a refund. You're going to refund or deal with the company that you purchased it from, mm-hmm. but you're already paying
a third party, essentially.
Right,
yeah.
Essentially. So I personally don't know the details of, but I think that's something you'd want to be aware of. And with anything, look at the mm-hmm. details. What are the terms? What are the conditions? What mm-hmm. are the fine print? How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah. All good advice to not just click yes on impulse and really understand that you are entering into a contract to make payments over time and that there are going to be terms and conditions that come along with that. So if somebody maybe has kind of fallen into this, a little bit of a debt trap with buy now, pay later services, what's a good way to kind of start wrapping their arms around that and start kind of digging out of that debt that they've now accumulated from all of these little purchases that they've made?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably looking at your statements, taking a deep dive, mapping everything out, putting on a sheet, writing it down and saying, okay, what are my paydays? What are my commitments? Is there one that's an older one? What's the installment? What's the payment agreement? And making sure you're paying that on time. Mm-hmm. If for some reason you aren't able to do those things and you're getting over your head, mm-hmm. well, then I think it may be time to come into the credit union and look at, is there a line of credit can we help you with? A line mm-hmm. of credit is a wonderful product because you have that line. It's there if you need it. You can advance it, put funds in your checking account. You can obviously advance it and pay other bills for it. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's one product. You could even look at, you know, a signature loan or an auto loan if you have equity. So, you know, if that's getting away from you, you got to reel that in mm-hmm. so you can stop paying any fees or high interest rates, because the interest rates are typically higher as well. I do believe they're up to 36%. So, you know, at the credit union, our highest rate is 17.99 on a signature loan. So it could potentially help somebody out and get all that reeled in and paid off.
So through like a consolidation loan
Correct.
Or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, that kind of leads me to my next question. And that is, I mean, we've talked about a couple of different alternatives to using buy now, pay later if you really do need to break that payment down. But let's maybe just kind of talk about them collectively. I mean, we talked about, you know, credit cards being a similar alternative to buy now, pay later. But what else could somebody be, you know, if they truly do need to like break down that payment and they don't have the savings, what are some other solutions for being able to purchase these things that they need to purchase?
Well, I think it still goes back. I'm thinking of the products here. You know, mm-hmm. we're talking about the personal line of credit. Our credit cards, we have three different types of cards that could be utilized. We have an installment loan here, a signature loan. Mm-hmm. We have maybe a home equity line of credit.
Sure.
So there are lines of credit that we offer, various ones here, that might be more desirable, less costly, mm-hmm. Allow for a activity that you use it, you pay it. If the line's there. It doesn't cost you anything if it's just simply there with no balance.
Sure.
So those are some things to think of as an alternative.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and when you're talking like the overdraft line of credit, or even just a regular line of credit that you can attach to your checking account. Essentially, there's a couple mm-hmm. different yep. options when it comes to lines of credit and how those can really help you just kind of maintain when you have a little bit of inconsistency, maybe in income, or maybe you had an expense come up that was unexpected and you had to pay an extra $300, but you still need to buy clothes for the kids for school. Okay. There's just that nice little buffer there. Yeah. That is maybe a little bit even easier to manage than something like a buy now, pay later situation because kind of going back to the credit card component that we talked about, instead of having to make potentially weekly payments or even, spread out very small payments over, 60 to 90 days, whatever those, repayment terms look like for that particular item, like you have much more visibility and insight into what you've just spent all in one place too, because if you're using, for example, if you're using the credit union's checking account, debit card, and then you have that line of credit, you can see how that's playing into your budget a little bit more seamlessly too, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. All in one spot. You can look at your online banking. You can see your balances. Mm-hmm. You can have that quick snapshot. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what, when it comes to buy now, pay later, what are some other things that people should be thinking about? I mean, there's, obviously it's never good to finance things on a micro level if you don't have to, but there's going to be times where sometimes you just need to do that. Are there any times that you can think of or times when you maybe even from member experiences where that really did help them get through a sure. time that they had?
Sure. I think, like you just said it, it's short term. Is it short term? It's manageable. It's one time kind of situation that I needed to buy a battery for my car or something that, and I was going to get paid in 2 weeks. I already knew that I was going to get paid. Mm-hmm. So I know that in 2 weeks I can make that installment payment. I can manage that, but I need that today. Mm-hmm. It's just really paying attention, managing, looking clearly at what your expected income is mm-hmm. coming in and saying, can I split this up? Can I afford this to make sure I make that installment mm-hmm. payment and still meet my other bills that are coming in? Yeah. Just really being aware.
Yeah. So, yeah, it just comes back to understanding your own cash flow, like you kind of said at the beginning, and not just financing everything because it's easy, but because it makes sense in that moment and that you have the capacity to manage that when it comes time to start making those payments.
Right. And again, we talked about if you can manage that and you don't have to pay any interest, you don't have to use the Carter card or because you maybe already have a balance on a card mm-hmm. and you can't pay that card in full when you get the next statement, but you could do these four installments, no interest, well, gosh, then you're saving some money and still getting that product you need
yeah.
or that service. So that can be a win-win.
Awesome. Any last-minute thoughts for our listeners on buy now, pay later, or just generally managing, debt?
I think, again, at the end of the day, it's just I'm a proponent of writing it down. I always believe that you should have a budget sheet. And the budget's not a negative word. Budget is just, where is my cash flow? What's coming in? Where's going out? Where am I saving? Where am I putting away my emergency fund? Mm-hmm. And just paying attention, taking that time, whatever works for you to focus. I would strongly recommend every week, where am I at? Where is my balance? Mm-hmm. Did anything come in unexpected? Or what do I have coming up next? Because it just gives you that stress relief and mm-hmm. that financial control of your money.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, this has been really insightful. Thank you so much for being here, Leanne, and thank you for joining us as well.
Yes,
this has
you.
Been Good Money Moves, and if you want to learn more about how you can access more safe and affordable lending products, check out firstalliancecu.com. Make sure you like and subscribe before you leave, and it's been great having you. Thank you for watching.